Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, enough about me this week. Another couple of repeat guests. Chris Curtis for his third time. Not more than anybody else. That's all you need to know from the state of this fucking podcast. Ken Laird and Jerry Callahan. I have a simple question, maybe more of a proposal for them. I wanted to have a discussion, a debate, if you will, about the current state of the show. I had an idea in mind. The three of us talked it out. It was a pretty good debate, although Jerry kind of shot it down pretty quickly. But if you care about the Kirk and Callahan show and the casting couch and Mike Bonansky and the future of the show, you should listen to Enough About Me. All right, here it is, Enough About Me podcast. I've got the entire crew in front of me, Ken Laird, Chris Curtis, and Jerry Callahan, and I have a simple question. Maybe not just a question, more of a thought, and I'd be wondering to hear, because I have not brought that up yet to anybody. It's simple. I think we're struggling to find a third person in every single day. Some of them suck. I think it frustrates us. So my question is this, and I wonder what you guys think of it. Let's just make Mutt. And I'm not saying this is my idea necessarily. I'm endorsing it. But why not make Mutt the full-time third man in and be done with it?
You're endorsing it or not?
I'm just simply asking the question. He's good at the job. We like him. He gets the show. He's comfortable. It feels like a show when he's here. If one of us is away, he can fill in. He can do Christmas or when one of us is in there. This stuff matters. We had a shitty couple of weeks when we weren't around.
Yes.
And he's good.
The simple answer is things are going quite well right now.
Do you think it'd be worse if he was here?
I'm not sure, but I think we are. We've done some really good shows with Trenny. We've done some good shows with Alex. We've done a couple of good shows with Pete. Anyone else I'm forgetting?
Enough About Me podcast with Jerry Callahan, I guess, evidently.
No, I think there has been good shows with Reamer. I think he brings a very unique dynamic to the show. I've seen the ratings.
And I don't think Alex Reamer makes any difference in the ratings.
But he doesn't hurt the ratings.
Right. Nobody knows what day he's going to be on. Like, I don't think people say I'm going to listen to Reamer today. Listen to me and Jerry. That's who they listen to.
But I've never seen anybody, including you, who's so hated, which I like.
Me
that.
Too. And we could use him when one of us is out.
A lot of people hate Trenny. I like that.
When any one of the three of us are out, Alex can come in. I think we've now built our bench if we do it this way. And I'm not saying necessarily that we should do it, but I'm saying now, if I'm gone or Jerry's gone in the summer, one of us is sick or gone in the fall or books that matter, we now have a bench. We have Trenny. We have Alex. They can fill in for you or for me.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but I think you take for granted the internal day-to-day show stuff by having somebody new in every day. So even when Reamer's in and he's not a factor, he's got an argument with Pete one day that we put in an open or you guys can riff on for 5 or 10 minutes in a part of the show. That kills, I don't say kills time, but it provides show content that when you mutts in every day, you miss that.
Well, I think we battle with other shows. I think we battle with management. I think we battle with other members of the media. I think that part of it we could still do. I mean, there are days where, today we didn't have anybody. Yesterday we had nobody for 2 hours. We had Evan Drellick. The show was not great. So I just wonder, we get rid of that when we have Mutt. I agree that maybe you lose sort of the unpredictability, but you always know you're going to have a solid show at the very worst.
Where did this come from? Mutt putting this idea
absolutely not. Not at all. Not at all. No,
after Mutt at night? How could he?
I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought I did a week of shows with Mutt, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And you said the other day, if I'm gone in April, you said you need Mutt there, right?
Yes, Mutt's a stable presence, and that's the last word you would just use to describe Alex.
True.
Or Trenny.
True, but I'd much rather have Mutt every day than Alex every day.
Well, you couldn't have Alex every day.
Or Trenny every day, because Trenny, I think, there's a limit to that. I don't want Trenny or Alex more than once a week.
The reason the numbers are so good, you don't attribute that to those guys at all?
Somewhat. No, but I think it's more.
I think.
Is it more us or them?
I've always described the genius of the big show, the Glenn's show in the afternoon that was unceremoniously dumped a few years ago, but it was a great success for 15 years, was the different voices every day. By nature, sports talk radio is redundant. We talk about the same thing. Garoppolo, day in and day out. You bring in a fresh voice. Some of that redundancy is
We have fewer fresh voices. We have fewer fresh. Big Show had 15 to 20 voices.
Yeah,
because they had two a day.
Some of them were morons.
I agree. But we have a rotation of about three.
We have three or four.
So it's not that fresh to me. It's not that fresh.
Well, it's fresher than the same voice every day.
Who's in this week?
This week we had Alex
Trenny and Mutt.
Yeah. And Evan Drellick.
For 2 hours.
And Mutt.
And next week we'll have Mutt and Trenny and Alex.
We've had,
so it's not that fresh.
How many people have we had? 25?
Yeah, over 25. Well,
how many people in the last month?
Probably well, we narrowed it down.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So the big show, so it's not that fresh anymore. You know you're getting Reamer once a week.
Well,
you know
you're getting Trenny once a week. Person. It's all relative. You get, you know, you have five people instead of one, you get some freshness.
See, here's what I worry about the most. Jerry not being able to handle Mutt every day.
That's
I don't think that's a big issue.
That's a big issue.
In what way? Handle Mutt?
Not handle him, but you'll just get frustrated. You'll get tired of Mutt.
I get more frustrated with Alex. I get more frustrated with Trenny.
Okay, but anybody, five days a week, you will be tired of him.
Well, he worked the same two guys 5 days a week for 15 years and never had any problems with him.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't respect Mutt as much as you.
The guy with the gut? I forget his name.
They both have guts.
Meter, who we thought was going to be a regular.
Well, he's a big factor in this for me. This is why.
But your theory is Meter won the lottery.
To me, Meter's out. Like, I don't even count Meter as part of the casting coach anymore. I don't. He's never here. Last time he was on was like 3 weeks ago. It's not anybody else in this room's fault. Meter's
just busy. He had to do a game
three days ago in New York. And he doesn't want to do it. So that's okay. He's out. Mike Giardi doesn't want to do it. Tanguay, a big factor is Tanguay. He doesn't want to do it anymore. So he's out. So now you're looking at, as opposed to having seven or eight people that we think are interesting, we have two or three. For me, I'm just saying, again, I'm not even saying that we should do it. I'm saying at some point it's worth a conversation. I figured we should do it here as opposed to in the office. I'd rather do it in the office and have four mics in the office. We don't know how to do that. It's only 2017. So, and I like Mutt, and I think Mutt works with us. I think the Mutt is probably the best guy we have in the rotating part. It feels like a show when Mutt's here.
Question. If we had Mutt in every day and we were to bring in Reamer for an hour,
Too many people.
Yeah, you don't want four people.
Four is too many, as we've learned here in the last 7 minutes.
Right.
You know what sales would say. They'd rather have Trenny.
Let me be very clear about this, and I don't want to upset them. I don't give three fucks what sales thinks about it.
I mean, I can't believe Ken thinks it'd be a problem whether I get along
I understand
with
that.
You get along with him, you just get tired of
and
him.
Why would sales think it's a problem?
Because Trenny does a good job with the
colonoscopy. Trenny does one read for colonoscopy. Mutt has like 12 reads.
And they love Mutt on Red Sox. He is their dream for Red Sox booth.
Fucking pickle shitbag on there. Who cares? Well, that's something else. Shepard's going to be gone, as we know.
Ooh.
So, what?
We know that?
Well, I've heard rumors that he's moving out of state.
You're breaking the news here.
What? I'd rather do it here than on the show. Oh. Yeah. More important.
What does this mean? Richard Deitch, you couldn't make it a two-parter, so you were so desperate you had us?
No, I don't think there's a lot of talk shows in America or podcasts who would have this conversation frankly and broadcast it. Wouldn't you say that's true?
This was going to be my podcast. We're going to do some show.
Right, I'm doing this to piss you off, too.
That's true, but honest to God.
It's Coffee with Minahan.
Didn't you think when he called us all in here, he was going to announce that he was like transitioning or
quitting?
I was out.
Quitting.
Back on coast.
Yes, or getting divorced or something.
Well, I've talked to Barstool. But I would say, you know, for me, I would look at it just as that. I'm just laying it out and asking the question, thought we'd have a dialogue. It seems like I'm the only one who thinks it makes some sense. You guys are all down on the idea.
No,
that's
it makes some sense.
I'm not down on it.
First of all, they're both going to agree with you, so why are you even addressing them?
He agrees with you.
That hurts, Jerry.
Well, if I say now I endorse it, then he'll endorse it.
Then I'll disagree with it.
Right. We'll be done. Whatever Jerry says, I'll echo.
All right, can we try Mutt for a week? I mean, is that worth doing, having him in for a full week?
Because I don't feel weird.
It does?
We should have him like twice a week, Monday and Friday.
We can't now because during Red Sox season, they get territorial. Well, that's my other thing. I'm guaranteeing you during Red Sox season, this is going to be an issue. Joey's made it clear that like that's more important
than
our show. It's going to be a thing.
We always said if we had a third guy we liked, we'd fight for him. They have saved money during this process. Lot of money by not having a third man in.
Plus your pay cut, yeah.
They lost, you know, they Dino's massive salary was just locked
108
off.
Grand gone. Goodbye.
Gone. So whatever they're paying, we know what they're paying Alex, which is nothing.
Zero.
We know they're not paying a lot for the third man in. So somewhere up the chain, up the
By the way, they're
command,
also paying, Mutt's getting paid nothing in addition. Like this is his salary. This is part of his contract. So he's getting paid no additional money to do our show. So that's zero for him. The Reamer's like $25 an hour. So you're talking about $12 an hour average for those two.
Jesus.
I mean, think about
that's
that.
That's where you're going to get some resistance from some bean counters. Say they're saving a fortune. The ratings have gone up. Right. The revenue's gone up.
Have we made them a fortune?
They've made them a fortune. Oh, they don't give a shit about that.
Right. Yes. And right.
That's money in the bank. That's over with. Right. Looking forward, they're going to say, we can't afford to put Mutt on regularly in the morning because
they're
going to have to hire someone at night.
But they pay him nothing. They'll pay that person nothing.
Well,
Christian Arcand will get nothing. Or whoever.
They'll get more than they're paying for it now.
Ken Laird doing the Red Sox postgame?
I could see that.
You can't lose him either.
No, that's true. If you had to pick one, Ken or Chris, to lose, who would it be? After you ripping Curtis today during the break.
I was ripping who?
Curtis. He was particularly lifeless this week.
I said today. I didn't say this week.
Which I agree with.
Didn't I?
Yes.
It was
a rally yesterday.
I would pick Ken.
Guy went out and did hours of work.
I would pick Ken to keep, I'm saying. Okay. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
No disrespect.
I knew that all along. Okay. You guys like Ken.
Thank you, guys.
Not really.
Ken could do either job. Chris still can't
literally
do
can't
that
work a board. That's an issue.
Yes. After 10 years of being in the control room, you can't push the right buttons.
My other problem is we've done the best we can. I think we've done a great job. The ratings are fantastic. Take it easy. You get another 10 or 15 minutes. We were number one again in the last weekly. I think we're going to be number one in the book. And that's a factor. But I think you don't think we'd be number one in the book if we had Mud on every day? He's got a long history of finishing top 15, top 20.
Yeah.
Can we poach somebody from the Brand X station once we merge? I don't know, Freddie.
Jim
Rich?
Murray, your buddy Jim Murray.
Yeah, there
he's on with Tony and Mike already.
Well, he just said, can we pluck someone, steal someone?
I don't want him.
Do you think they've recovered from us stealing Rich Keefe?
No, I'm not getting that sense.
At least for the couch. I mean, that could rejuvenate the casting couch. You could start bringing in 98.5 guys.
Yeah, in like a year, Ken. I mean, it's not going to happen.
What are you thinking about doing this Mutt thing? When would you like to start it?
I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm just throwing it out there.
I haven't even thought of 98.5 guys on the couch.
Like who? Shaughnessy?
Like Trimari, whatever his name is.
Right. But he's on another show.
I know. Pluck him away.
Zolak, bring him in for a day.
Pluck him away. We both have the same boss.
Right.
So why would he leave that show and go to us?
Just for the leverage. Fun of it.
We brought Ordway in for a day.
Yeah, for a day. One day.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
one day. Yes.
Right. Just for the fun of it.
I'm talking about people who I want to add on full time. One day does nothing for me.
Okay, but I'm saying we can do this with Mud in the fall. This will give us a spark for the summer. We merge.
Speaking
then
of spark,
we...
how about VB? I'm looking at him. Can we get him in for a day?
Well, there's another
guy. That Newburyport Fire of 1726?
Nantucket.
Nantucket Fire?
Get
sorry.
Right.
I mean, right. I would say lately we've not. Drellick, I think, was C+.
He wasn't bad.
It's some potential. We added Alex and Trenny. We've not added anyone of real significance, would you agree, in the past few months?
We have.
Right, and that's all your fault. You hate everybody. That's
why I like Mutt.
So
you give me something. You give me a little.
Narrowed it down to the only guy he likes.
Give me a little doggy who I like.
I like him too. I like Mutt. Mutt's a Chelmsford guy. Mutt's a blue collar guy.
It's not where it's not why I would
Trump.
Hire him.
Right. I like
no,
Mutt.
He didn't. No, he didn't even vote.
Yes, he did. Mutt is my favorite guy of all the cast of couch people.
I think you're lukewarm on Mutt full time. That's
okay. The problem we have with Mutt is he's too likable.
Wait, but I mean, okay.
You said he's not a whack packer.
I think we're plenty unlikable, the two of us, though. I don't think that's that important.
Yeah, but the fact Trenny and Alex and Pete, they're a little unhinged.
But I don't like
Mutt's not unhinged at all.
We never have a reservation when Mutt's in. None of us ever are like, oh, how's today going to go? We always, it's just going to be fine. Some days with Trenny, some days with Reamer, some days with Meter, we're sort of like, how's today going to go?
Also, I don't know them, and like during the breaks, it's weird. Like, I'd just rather have somebody I can just
Oh, that's true. During the breaks, it's weird, so let's change the fucking show.
Yes, that's me as a top priority. Yeah, I would say it's top three priorities.
Here's my idea. We go to management or whatever. We
I don't
do
want to go to management.
Mutt on Monday and Friday every week, twice a week.
I'm fine with that.
The three middle days are going to be Trenny, Alex, and someone else. Maybe Drellick, maybe...
Whoever.
Meter, maybe someone else. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe...
Well, I would definitely have Meter on. I just want to do it.
Maybe Portnoy. Who knows?
Yeah.
But three middle days will be Curtis's job to fill.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you, that's great, but what is Joey going to say when you talk to him about that?
He's going to say the baseball season's a factor and the Red Sox games are important. Yes. We pay a lot of money
so
for
the idea
games.
Of adding Neverett to the casting couch is out?
That is sadly a
done deal. Leon?
How great would that be?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Are you telling me you guys couldn't get Mutt Monday and Friday? You don't have the clout.
I don't even
management.
Know what the objection is. I don't even know what Mutt does. I never listen
There's
to
a
him.
Pre-game and post-game,
it's too late at night.
Right? And gives us scores during the game.
That's it.
Christian can't do that.
If you said the Mutt Mondays and Fridays, Mutt would do that in 2 seconds. I know
stability
that.
Stability in his life with his kids and
it's also on the show. It's more listened to. He's part of a show.
Right.
The Red Sox, I understand people listen to it, but it's not a show.
And I'm telling you, we've had in the past struggles on Monday. I like Mondays. You like Mondays.
I'd say not so much in the past, say, 6 months.
But, a lot, but there's a lot to recap, and Mutt's good at that.
Now it's weird. We all watch the game.
Yes.
It's unusual.
Yes.
It's not as much fun.
Right.
Mondays and Fridays. Okay, that's fine. Again, I wasn't advocating for Mutt full time. I was throwing it out there.
That's a good middle ground.
Bullshit, you're advocating for it.
I'm not. I'm actually really not. Yeah. But I'm just wondering. That's
him.
All.
You love
we haven't,
him.
We haven't talked about the casting couch process as a group in a few months. I was wondering where we're at right now. It sounds like these guys are nowhere, and you have an idea.
I just sitting there like fucking barnacles.
I mean,
it's like
it's literally like just watching shit roll around in the toilet.
I think it's gotten stale. I agree. What's gotten stale?
Nobody I didn't say it got stale. What are you agreeing with? I didn't say it was stale.
I think the fact that we don't have many fresh voices anymore, that it's just Trenny and Meter, just Trenny and Reamer that do it every week on a consistent basis with Mutt. I get yelled at if I don't talk, and I start talking, you guys give me shit. Anyway, I think that having Mutt in Monday Friday would be a good solution.
Did that last weekly look stale to you?
Absolutely
not. Look stale to me.
How can you say that, Curtis?
January was a stale month. Right.
Very stale.
All those, there were 42 shows on the market and there were 41 below us.
Right.
Yes, I felt stale at that point.
Around the country, there probably couldn't have been more than one or two shows.
Stale, I would think, is if you're,
stale would be
eight.
Wrong choice of words.
Stale would be doing like a five during the Super Bowl week. That to me, if I'm doing that, I might, it might be time to think about, reorganizing the chairs.
Right.
We're not there yet, I don't think. We'll continue to be there if we do, famous couple segments. But that can happen.
When are we getting the notes that you found in the studio? We're not allowed
to get
into
those.
The...
Go grab those.
No, let's do it on the air.
How did that never happen on the show today?
Yeah. I want a producer to ask that question. That's your job, idiot.
What? You run the show.
I understand, but we're
doing... We do our best to keep up with
you. I want a producer's like, how did that not come up? Was that ever brought up to you during the show today?
It was mentioned in the first hour that you found some notes. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Go get the notes.
I don't have them.
You said they're in the studio.
No, they were in the studio.
Well, what are in the notes?
The first page of these notes, I opened them up, and they said that...
Whose notes are they?
I don't know.
Okay. You told me they were Ben Kitchen's, you thought.
They may be.
Right.
I haven't confirmed or denied it.
Ben Kitchen would be the afternoon producer.
Producer also of this podcast.
Oh, right. Yes.
And they said, the first page, it says, Kirk and Callahan producers need to grow some balls.
What does that mean?
It was from a meeting.
Which I disagree, but what was it about? What
about talking points at a meeting they had where they said that the producers of the show need to get control of the show,
enough.
That we need to grow some balls and get the clock with the clock of the show. Oh,
well, that's not breaking news. We knew management thought that about
them.
Us.
I mean, Jesus,
so
who cares?
Balls to tell us to go to break.
What did they say about
because
they
won't
Ben
talk to you directly.
Paul, they have problems with those guys.
No, it's just that we don't stand up.
Those guys
up
hit
to
the clock.
Guys.
Right.
We don't stand up to you guys. You guys
well,
are
at least you
control.
Don't write little love letters to Martellus Bennett like some producers do. Hey, big fella, you always be number one in our hearts.
Thanks for making the drive for five.
What if we swap producers for a day?
I'm not interested in that.
Chris and I will go to the afternoons.
I don't want to see new faces.
You can get your boy Ben and Andy.
I'm good. I like what I have. It's not
what
perfect.
Else, what else was in the notes?
That was honestly it. That was the page I swear to God. He claims he didn't see them. But
this was in the. This was in your podcast yesterday, but didn't make the final cut.
He referenced it secondhand in the podcast. It was not...
So you didn't make a cut for management reasons. They didn't tell you to cut it out.
No. I cut 5 to 10 minutes out every day. There's just garbage. It was just... wasn't up to snuff. We didn't address it properly.
Okay. Ken, Chris gave his thoughts, and they were, I thought, pretty succinct on the state of the casting couch. Where are you on it?
I love the casting couch. I think it's propelled us to number one. I would say pump the brakes until the summer when the
Jerry
merger
and I
happens.
Propelled us to number
I
one.
Don't think any of the... people we now have in the rotation are really annoying at the breaks.
Neither do I, but they're not.
Alex,
but they're not,
Trenny,
but they're not my friends.
Meter, Mutt, nobody's really annoying. There's nobody who's at the Shepard annoys you at the breaks.
Is it too? Would it be too much? Would it be a dick move if I said to everybody, other than Mutt, even Mutt maybe during the breaks, if they went into Meter's booth and then came back when we came back, is that a bad move or not?
What if you told them just sit there and don't talk?
No, because they're in the room. They're Drellick talked a lot during the breaks.
Oh, he was nervous.
I know.
But
you always want to say shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk to
just
you. We're not
you're
friends.
Reading.
So you're nice. You're nicer than I am.
I am much nicer.
That's one of the great
you.
Myths. Everyone thinks you're a dick. You're not.
Jerry and Reamer talk constantly during the breaks.
You think?
Yeah, I always see them talking.
It's not really.
Kirk's in there.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you,
what are you talking about? I'm there every break.
Whenever I walk in and it's just Jerry and Reamer, they're in a nice conversation.
So is that true, Jerry?
I talk to him, sure. I mean, nothing
I know what
unusual.
That means.
I talk to you.
Am I leaving a lot during the breaks?
I talk to Trenny. I talk to everybody, but not constantly.
I would say not constantly.
Shepard's got that nervous energy, which you hate. You just want people
I love
to,
Pete.
I know, but you hate that nervous energy.
When
he gets
hate
up and
being
paces
uncomfortable.
The
That's
aisles.
Why I hate this guy, VB. He comes in the office and talks to you about
He's
shit.
He's a great guy.
That's not lately, though, has he?
He found out that you
got
went
the
off on him.
He got
air.
The memo. So Mondays and Fridays, that's going to be our proposal. Who's going to make this proposal? I'm not talking to the program director
that's
right
true.
Now.
That's true. I'm not doing it either. So you guys
and they'll
do
walk
it.
Over
we'll
you
go
guys.
Nowhere.
If, right.
we
go, if Ken and Chris are doing it,
no,
you should do
happens.
It. Don't you think Jerry should do it?
Yes, no. Jerry, you should
you
do it.
You guys make the proposal. They'll shoot it down. Then you tell Kirk on the air
tomorrow.
That shot
we'll
down.
Play this sound tomorrow. You talk to them today.
And they'll respond
say no.
to Chris and I and tell us to grow some balls and talk to you guys.
Right.
They have none.
So we'll play the sound in the air tomorrow.
Hey, I think it's a pretty good compromise. We're
it's
not
great compromise.
Asking for Mutt every single day.
But do you think there's something to the idea of having Mutt around and being the basically our lead fill-in guy too, because I do think, you know, over summer, and certainly we saw over the holidays when Chris did a good job putting some shows together,
right.
But if we could have Mutt in a lot, it would help. And having one of
so
us
the
in.
The Trenny Alex show is no more, because I was looking forward to that.
You can put Mutt right there with those guys.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know Mutt has a lot of vacation time too.
Mutt got a raw deal. He had a full-time gig for a while and got booted
His ratings were not great. He got what he deserved.
Other people have had bad ratings and survived.
Sure.
But I think this will be another chance for him. I think he brings it every time he shows up. He's got energy. He does his homework.
I thought of it.
He's voting for Trump.
When you said to me, you were kind of meh on Mutt for a while. But when you said to me the other day, I need Mutt in here when you're gone, I thought that's kind of a significant moment.
Well, when you weren't here the other day and I had Alex and Shepard, the show was off the rails.
I enjoyed it.
I like that, but I'm not sure every day, like for a week. Alex and Pete hate each other, but they really don't fight. They just kind of go their own ways. So the show is all over the map, which is okay once in a while.
But we can never have a show like we have with Trenny and Meter where they interviewed that guy for 30 minutes. We just can't do that.
No, we can't afford that.
That can't happen. We're in a war here.
You know, I love Chris. You know that. I don't want... But that was an awful, awful week of shows.
Yes, you did a bad job, right?
I admitted that on the air.
That's what I'm saying.
No, so he put Trenny and Alex together for a show, an entire four-hour show, correct?
Right. So when you say that these people have propelled them to the ratings, I would argue that when they're with us, it's good radio. When they're not with us, it's not good radio.
Correct, but they've become foils for you guys.
Right.
Which you
Trenny's getting better, though. Her first, like, Tomasi week was not good. It was much better.
Well, Trenny's different with Tomasi than she is with us, though.
Doesn't it feel like a show when she's in with you guys every time?
Not as much as Mutt to me, not really. I still feel like because she's a woman, we treat her a little differently.
Mutt just echoes Jerry's politics. I mean, he's become Jerry Jr.
If Mutt or somebody else had said that they cried during the David Ortiz thing, we would literally never stop shitting
yes,
on them.
Yes, but you
ever.
Want that.
A little bit, though. But we don't shit on her like we shit on Mutt or we shit on each other.
But well, Mutt, you don't shit on anyone like you shit on Tangway. Because that's the
Mutt I'm pretty tough on.
And never nothing.
And we're
nothing
tough on each other.
Nothing compares to you on Tangway. That was just...
And losing Tangway and what you said about Tangway when I wasn't in that day was a mistake. And Ken shouldn't have played that drop. And you guys fucked up. I was off that day. And if we could do it again, you know, we'd do it again.
And we still don't think he's going to come crawling back and asking for another chance, huh?
No, I mean, he crawls around in other places, but he's not going to... You know, in a little, in the at the Burlington Mall, the other little area there, he likes that.
Crawls in the balls at Chuck E. Cheese,
at McDonald's. I don't think he's ever coming back. I don't know. I really don't know why. But Tangway's gone. Giardi's gone. I mean, we just lost some of those guys by the wayside.
I blame you for.
By the way, I don't count Giardi. Anyways, really like a couch. He was never going to be part of it. He didn't want to do it. He's not great at it. All right. So Mondays and Fridays. That's what we come up with.
Works for me.
It's the worst podcast you ever had.
No, I think it's a legitimate conversation I wanted to have. I mean, you should have just had Jerry in here. I thought you guys might say something. They do a fucking podcast three times a week.
Gave you a great idea, 98.5 guys.
What did they say? What?
Merger, 98.5 guys. Let's wait till the summer.
I mean, they said nothing in this
podcast.
They
said name one, and you couldn't.
I named three.
Who?
Rich, Fred, Jim Murray.
They're not going to be on the show.
They're on their own show.
Idiot. Who are they?
They'll come on for a show.
I said
this. Yeah, Ken, it's one show. We're talking about having somebody on every week.
That gets you through a couple weeks in the downtime. Then we're back to Patriots season.
Jim Murray, because you like him. I like him.
Yeah, but he's not going to leave Felger Master.
I'm not saying he's leaving. So one day a week he did with us if we kept the rotation up. Or one every couple weeks if they allowed it.
Sure.
I mean,
they wouldn't, but yeah.
Our boss wanted us to have Danielle on. She works.
True.
Down the hall.
Right.
I mean, but no one else. I couldn't think of anyone else over there, although Kirk has always been a big fan of Jerry Trupiano. I don't think it would work.
Now, I got to say, when I'm wrong, I apologize. And the program director, Joe Zarbano, his first idea, we fought it, but ultimately it was the right one. It was good today when the Warriors lose to the Celtics. It's good to have Chris Mannix on with us as our third guy and break the game down.
Right.
I thought he was excellent today.
Right. And I'm looking forward
to it. How do you like the show of Mannix so far? It's been 6 months now. Do you feel like we were seventh in the last book, but I feel like we're going to be top five in
the
next
one. But I think it was some of the best basketball talk in the city.
Right. And we got a lot of applause on Twitter.
Yes,
we have no listeners, but a lot of Twitter applause.
That's
and that ultimately is what matters. Chad Finn loves Mannix Minahan account.
I got my Twitter bonus in my contract.
You did?
So, yeah, if I get a lot of Twitter love, I get a little check, a little extra.
I have an STB. I have an STB in my bonus. Stick tap bonus.
Stick
I got 300 of them, which is a great bonus in my book.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I think he's flying in the red eye. Ben Mallow will be on tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to that. And Sean Salisbury, again, breaking down the free agents.
Excellent.
It'll be good when Romo goes to the Texans. All right, you can leave.
Who was the worst member on the cast?
Oh, good.
Who was the worst?
Don Darrow.
That's true.
He was bad. During the break, when Dondero said to us, what time do you guys get up in the morning? I wanted to say.
And he did 1 hour and it felt like
six
hours.
We had a guest in that hour.
No, Kevin from Bristol was the worst. He was just bad, wilted.
But
Dondero does this for a living.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's
a radio show.
We liked him because he was stirring it up at the press conferences down in Foxborough.
Well, kind of, yeah.
And he came in and was just looking around.
He's like, boy, you guys must be tired. It's fucking Friday. I'm like, no, I feel good. It's like, you guys get up early.
Yeah,
what?
He probably took the prize, I'd have to say.
You guys, didn't you used to be on with somebody else before Minahan came in? He sucked. I'm trying to think of who else would be even close. I mean, like the Lucys and the Kevin from Bristol. I don't count them. They're whackers.
Yeah, we had the Butchies and the Bucks in and the regular cast.
Yeah, that's
Butch's
bad.
Butch's show with Jerry that time when you were
Butch
out
with Jerry
bad.
Was bad.
That was a good show.
Bad.
Oh, I enjoyed listening to that.
Mock-a-mock.
But I'm trying to think of some. Am I forgetting somebody obvious?
Nah. I mean, we narrowed the list pretty quick, and we like
how
the
about
people
30
we
people
have.
Now.
Yeah, what's the number? 27, 28?
Right around there.
I cursed at like 12 that time, and there was like 27. Well, I'd like to get more people in. Like, Jarlik is good. I would like to try new people every once in a while, but it's hard.
You
I get that.
You want to get VB in?
I don't want to get VB in, no. I don't find him interesting.
We tried Gene Lavanche. He wouldn't do it.
No,
Lavanche will not.
He would not do it.
Who Mikey Adams?
Wouldn't do it. Just refused. Shaughnessy refused.
Yeah, Dino refused. Andy Gresh refused. Andy Gresh refused. Those are all because of you.
That's true. Yeah, Andy Gresh has always hated me.
We haven't had a minority on yet, right?
Right. Curtis, first choice, first name he mentioned was Levin Reed.
Our fucking producer of our show is in charge of booking people. The first meeting we had about, we said, we're going to try this. Jerry and I want to do this. And Curtis said, Levin Reed.
He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
Sure he's a wonderful guy.
But, all right, we're going
to
try this.
So do you not want us to tell you what happens in the meeting? Wait to tell you tomorrow live on the show when we bring up the Monday, Friday idea with Joey after this?
What did he say? You speak
as opposed
what you
to
say?
What?
We are going to propose this to Joey after this podcast.
Right. And Brent should tomorrow. Yeah,
then we'll bring
good.
It up on the air tomorrow.
All right. You can leave. I'll hang out with these guys for a few minutes.
You know
I have stuff to
do. Record it. Record it.
That was a great idea I had. Kirk just doesn't have the balls to implement it. That's fine.
He's got the recording, he said.
Of what?
Your meeting with the boss.
No, I don't have that at all. I don't listen to that when I'm running on a loop for 40 minutes and laugh.
So go
never.
In there and bring this. And we want to, wouldn't it be interesting to hear how he talks to them when we're not around?
Well, does he treat you guys like shit?
Not in those meetings. When something goes wrong, he treats us like shit.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't happen with us.
He hung up on me once.
Lucky you.
Which I find unprofessional.
But you don't respect him, right? Like, you don't think he knows more about radio than you.
Well, he works hard. I give him that.
I know, but do you think, when he's talking about radio, do you think, well, this guy knows more than me, I should listen?
I think we're equal.
Yeah, that's probably about
I've been
right.
in the business as long as he has.
You have more job security because, we like you.
Well, that's right. That's a day-to-day
thing.
Joey
makes no money. He's the PD, and he does whatever management tells him.
Come and go.
But he tells him whatever upper management tells him to do. He does it. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. I have more respect for you than I do. I have no respect for him.
I appreciate it.
None. I have more respect.
Plus, you can beat him up. You're twice the size. You can take him.
But do you have any respect for him?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You do? Oh, dude, good. Good man. Good man.
Shaking his head no as he says that.
He's a good program director and a better man.
So that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. I got a doctor's appointment.
No, I'm going to talk to these guys for a few minutes.
Okay, you're talking about me?
We might. Your name might come up.
You
can listen
later.
All right. Goodbye, Jerry.
Switch to that mic, Curtis. Mic 4 sucks.
A couple of show questions here before I... So this one says 16 minutes. Been told it's been about 25, right? And yeah, the other shit.
First one was 12, so yeah, 28.
All right, so you guys fucking turtled there. You just let Jerry talk the whole time.
Well, I defer to our
elders.
Never crossed
your mind at all to put in somebody full time?
Yeah, it has.
Always be thinking like that, always, even if it's not the right idea, to at least have a conversation about it.
Listen, I said Mutt was the best we got months ago. Jerry gave me a...
Yeah, Jerry's come around on Mutt.
Like, he denied that he would have a problem with Mutt 5 days
ago. I don't think he would now. I don't think he wants to do it. And by the way, I'm not sure I want to do it. All I said was I looked at it, I thought about it. We're struggling right now, not the show itself, but struggling to book people every single day. At least once or twice a week, we do a show with just the two of us. So why not have Mutt? And Mutt would not be, an equal in whatever with the two of us. He would be the third guy on the show.
Well, what's wrong with just the two of you? There are days when you guys prefer just to be the two of you.
Yes, as opposed to somebody we don't want to have on.
But you don't think Mutt ever gets in the way? There wouldn't be a show.
No, Mutt's good at not getting in the way, I don't think.
Yeah,
like, I think Trenny gets in the way sometimes.
By the way, Mutt is so sensitive. He's going to listen to this, and he's going to not speak to me for weeks.
Oh, he's going to be really upset at you guys, the three of you.
So pissed. Stab me in the
back. Not playing it down the middle like, I'm not really sure either way, so he'll be fine with me.
Yes.
I am fearful of doing this, and then a week or two into it, for whatever reason, things get stagnant. You guys are something Mutt does, he's not willing to take a stand. You get in an argument. I don't know. You guys have the ability now to have the best of Mutt twice or once a week.
Right.
And then you don't have any downside with it.
But the thing about Mutt is, if we're frustrated with Mutt, we can just shut up for 20 minutes and Jerry and I can go. Mutt's good at that.
No, he was great at
He's good, but he sulks.
Week.
It wears on him.
Huh?
You've seen Mutt. Mutt doesn't take it well when you guys ride him.
I mean, no, he does not take it well. But that's funny to me. That's good.
Like, I know.
I don't care about his like mental health. Like, it will destroy him, I think.
I think so.
For me, it would be make my job a lot easier. So, I mean, in that regard.
Well, that shouldn't be your, Chris, that shouldn't be your goal.
I know, and that's why
makes your job easier.
And that's why I'm saying that I think we should do 2 days a week first. I think that's a good compromise. I should have said it when Jerry was here. I do somewhat echo Ken's point of view that there have been times in the past where Jerry's gotten tired of Mutt. And
I agree. That's what I'm saying right now. Maybe it's different, but right now, I said a couple of days ago, we were on the phone. And he said, when are you gone in April? I may be gone April vacation week. I may not be. And he said, I need Mutt in that week. And I thought, well, that is really a hell of a long way away from 4 or 5 months ago.
You're
and
right.
Mutt is, but
You're
Mutt,
right.
to his credit, Mutt listens. Mutt is essentially not just the third host, but he's a third producer.
He's awesome.
Listens all
he
the time.
Is great
he texts me shit all the time. I know he does the same with you guys. He is a hardcore P1. He cares about the show. I think he would help the show. Now, do I think that, you know, the show, like the little, you know, sort of group of people we have and the drama that's involved in that, that would go and that would hurt. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
I thought about that too.
We missed that.
So maybe twice a week is good, but I'm telling you, I don't think we're going to get him twice a week.
I don't know.
Sox are more important than our show, which is lunacy, but that's okay.
I thought we were not going to get him once a week during Sox.
I'm not sure we are. I don't know we are either.
Confirmed yet.
Right.
But the other thing is that this summer, when you and Jerry have multiple weeks at a time where one of you will be off, having the casting couch, as you said, to have those people in for a temporary fill-in host will be good because you'll have the Reamer. We'll already have that drama to sort of play up during what would normally be a downtime. So
right.
Even if Mutt were still here, we'd still be, are we going to bring in Reamer? Are we going to bring in Trenny? Is it whatever? I think that still is existing. That's not going to totally go away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason to not do 2 days a week first before we commit to it full time. That's all.
Okay, I'm not saying, again, I'm going to say it again. I'm not saying, I'm just throwing it out there. Thought we could talk about it. It seems like nobody else wants to do it. I right now would be inclined to agree. If I had to say yes or no, I would agree with you guys on that one. But I'm closer to saying yes to this than I would have been 3 or 4 months ago. Only because I feel like right now we have, Jerry talks about these different voices every day. The Big Show had 20 or 30 different voices. And I agree, they had voices. I would have said, I'm fucking not having Bill Byrd on. That's not going to happen. Or Butch Stearns a couple of times. I just wouldn't do it.
Your standards are a little higher.
Well, they're just different. And, you know, Glenn did it differently. And it was sort of a different thing. And they made fun of these guys for being stupid. And they didn't mind it so much. It would bother me after a while. So it's different. Right now we have a really small rotation. Our rotation right now essentially is Alex, Trenny, and Mutt, right?
It's three people.
But
right?
Seriously, if we got Shaughnessy or somebody like that and they were good...
That's a big deal. Well,
that makes a big
person.
Difference,
that's,
yes.
I would agree. One person changes the dynamic. I don't think Drellick's going to be that guy.
Nah,
Jerry's a little higher on Drellick than I was. I thought Drellick was not lifeless, but nervous, and maybe that'll change, but I don't think he's going to do the stuff that we want.
Correct. I agree with that. In baseball season, he'll be okay for an hour here, an hour there,
really,
but not 4 hours a day.
Talk,
no.
We do more baseball talk than you think.
What?
I mean, we did like David Price for 5 segments yesterday.
No, but
that was the story of the day yesterday.
Like May 23rd, we're not going to talk about the night before.
We're not recapping the game the night before. We don't do a lot of that.
I've only been through one cycle of the summer with you guys, but I felt like we talked a lot of baseball last year. It's probably because Dino was here.
Dino was here, and they were good, and it was a little different, but I don't see us doing a lot of that. I mean, you know, we don't do a lot of morning after game stuff. We do stories like Sandoval
or
Price. All right, any other show complaints?
No complaints for me. We're number one. I feel like we're riding a pretty good wave here. I do feel like the competition with Brad X, I miss that a little bit now that we've
burst.
It feels
like it's kind of gone. I agree.
The bubble's burst.
Carrabba's yesterday. It feels like it's just gone right now.
But
it's still there a little bit. We care, but I think we care more than like management does now.
Yeah, and you guys are self-motivated. Like, you know, you really don't need that to drive you every day because I think we still do. We make the best decisions we can, and the show still sounds good. But now that we reach number one, it almost feels like it's a moot point. We're the same team.
So you both vote no on Mutt full time?
Yes. For now, no.
Today, I'm a no, yes.
All right. I think I'm a no, too. Jerry, it's kind of a hard no, an instant no. My thing is, I think if we had Mutt in the show, we would have been number one, too. Maybe I'm just have an ego. Like, I don't think people are saying Trenny's on today or Alex is on today. I didn't listen to him yesterday. I've been listening to him today because Alex is on. I think it's more that people don't tune out when they're there, which
and
is good.
And I will say that when your point that sales wants Trenny or whatever, there are times, while Trenny has been great, and I think she's good, where she has gotten in the way a little bit. She talks a little bit too much.
This week we had segments we did with her we couldn't have done with anybody else. The female, the tomboy
stuff. We could have.
It's just, female
there.
She's able to spark it for another segment. I mean, I don't know. I think your mental health is very important to the show.
What do you mean?
You're a delicate person. So if five new people a week is actually making you feel more uncomfortable, then
it's not
maybe...
It's not uncomfortable. It's just...
If it bothers you, though. That
it doesn't bother me. What I'm saying is I'm just looking at it versus the... I'm just doing a positives, negatives. I'm saying forget whether we're going to do it or not. I was just looking at it as an experiment. Should we add Mutt to the show full time? I could have asked the question about Trenny. I could have asked about Alex. I was looking at Mutt because I think he fits the show best. Jerry and I both like him. He would want to do it. Does it make sense or does it not make sense? That's all. It was just an exercise more than anything else.
Okay, but you don't put on your list of pros and cons. Am I going to be annoyed?
Of course,
what makes you happier? Mutt 5 days a week or different people every day?
It depends on the people. Like it actually, like you know, when we did the show, you know me. When I don't hide it well. When we did shows, even if the people I kind of like, Salisbury's a nice guy. Mannix is a nice guy, but when they force us on to do shows with these people, and I know I'm right and they're wrong,
yes,
and we do it, that pisses me off.
Correct.
Right. If it's Trenny who I like and Alex who I like, that's fine. Pete who I like, Meter who I like, that's fine.
Okay,
I
mean, which is better though? Current casting couch or Mutt every day?
I think right now I would say the current casting couch. I would say the best Jerry solution is the best solution.
Yes.
Is Mutt, because if Mutt sucked, I wouldn't care that I like him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's good on the show. I don't think Mutt. With Lou was great. I'm not sure Mutt at night is that great. He's better with us because he just embraces all the lunacy of it.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best solution. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think it's going to lead to another battle. I don't think they're going to, Joey's going to, because they're going to have to pay somebody $25 an hour to do the fucking pregame and postgame and whatever.
Mutt, by far and away, of all the people that we have in, is the most, feels like the most part of a show, does by way more work behind the scenes for Ken and I. Obviously communicates with you a lot, I'm sure, and comes in and it feels like a show. So if we're going to have anyone, it would be him. I say we do 2 days a week and go from there.
Again, but you say that, but it's not going to happen. They're not going to give us 2 days a week.
Well, good. We'll get a lot of content about it. We'll talk about it on
the
air.
We'll get a show out of it, but then we'll be trying to find people. And so it's not a net positive. It gets us a segment or two, but we're still looking to get people in on Mondays and
Fridays.
Well,
I thought you guys had final say on who the third host would be.
Yeah. Do you understand why? Is he following along?
Yeah, sort of. He's half following along.
There's no third person, but we're not talking about adding a third person full time.
But you want a host for Monday and Friday.
Right. We have say on if they want to add somebody full time.
So you can't have say for who you would have Monday and Friday?
Evidently not. I mean, I think they're going to have fucking, you know, I think it's going to be a big, because Joey's talking about off days for Mutt.
Yeah.
Which he's not going to want to do. He should have off. It's confusing to me. I want Mondays and Fridays. I think that makes the most sense.
No, it was a disaster last year because when we had him working those off days, he was exhausted. He wasn't paying as close of attention because he was working 7 days a week.
They're sensitive to the Red Sox network. The Red Sox network, I think, likes, not loves, Arcand. If they loved Arcand...
Who is the Sox network?
Yeah, who is that?
Who is that? You say that. Who is that?
Well, Dana and members of management.
I don't care what he thinks.
I know you don't, but they do. So
they?
Joey, Phil, the members of management that would approve this decision.
A million people would try out for that job if they don't like whoever we have.
Okay, but they're not going to do it now. I'm saying if we go to them now and say we want Mutt Mondays and Fridays, and then they're going to say, okay, who are we putting in on the Sox network? And
well,
we say Christian Arcand.
It's not up to us. They can put whoever they want.
If we like
but
Mutt,
I'm telling you, they don't have a good option. That's
if we like Mutt, that makes our morning show better, we think, a couple of days a week.
Yes.
Does the net gain for us, is it bigger than the net gain of, you know, Mutt to the Red Sox pre- and post-game show? Will anybody not listen to the Red Sox post-game or pre-game show or the in-game updates because Mutt's not doing the game?
I agree with you, but they disagree. They think
it impacts the ratings of the game.
I don't know about the ratings, but the revenue and sales, and that's what that side of the company cares about.
Know about radio. He's a salesman. I know the people can get upset that we call them out by name, but they're certainly critical of us behind the scenes. So I would say, why is he making any decisions at all? Go sell cars.
This is just my perception.
I don't get it. Or go sell Shaw's. I mean, you know, you're good at that. Do it. I'm not going to your business. You know, I'm really good at my job. I have no idea if he's good or not.
But don't you agree this is what we're up against?
I guess. I mean, that certainly is a good, that seems to be an accurate portrayal of situation. I guess. I don't know, though. You're probably right.
Makes no sense, but you're not lying. I mean, the other thing is, with Mutt Monday and Friday, you get him to have that organized schedule where he can do the nights during the week. So it works for him even better because he preferred the Monday and Friday. So I would assume Mutt's going to be on board with this. I don't know if you've talked
to him. No, I haven't. My guess is we'll talk about it tomorrow. My guess is he'll want to do it, but I think it's not going to happen. It'll just piss us off. It'll lead to more frustration and more, you know, scrambling for guys on Mondays and Fridays, which they don't. Again, Jerry said this all the time. I agree. I do believe that people want us to fail. I'm not saying that as paranoid. I think management and other people, particularly Joey, they want us to do bad so they think they can then control us and tell us what we're doing wrong. I think they want us to do badly.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, I wish it wasn't true, but I think they want us to fail.
They're happy both ways. They're happy with the ratings because it sparks them to revenue, but it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they could
come in
lord
and
over us, make some changes.
Right.
And
they're dying to do that. They don't understand why the show's doing well. They don't get it. We don't talk about the stuff they want us to talk about.
Right.
We mock other stuff. They don't get why that works.
Right.
Now, they do understand why, but they pretend not to understand. It's frustrating. You know, we're not with that. While the war with 985 is not what it used to be, the war with the dopes in management is as real as ever. That I would say.
Yeah, I don't see you guys lightening up at all. I mean, for any reason, but especially seeing that feeling exists in management here is going
to
drive you guys.
I'll quit before I listen to Joe Zarbano on the radio. I mean, the guy who booked Pierre Maguire once a week, a guy who never produced a successful show in his life, is going to tell Kirk Menahan how to do radio, a guy who doesn't think is good in the radio.
Hey, that's the Mutt and Maloney show you're talking
about. I'll pass on that. So Mondays and Fridays, that's where you guys are going to go
That's
pitch.
The proposal. We'll go get it done right now.
You're going to go make the pitch right now?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I want. No, so we'll talk about that in the show tomorrow then.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You want to record it or no?
That's up to you. I'm not going to get in the middle.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. All right, go to it.
All right.
Go. All right, thanks again for listening to the Enough About Me podcast. Actually, you know what? I'm really not thankful at all. You should be thanking me. You get this shit every week, these great podcasts, totally free. Do me a favor. Would you go to iTunes, download it, go to Stitcher, do the same, and leave a rating, leave a review. That's where you can help me out. This podcast is going to be number one again. I guarantee it. And you're going to help me along with the process. So for that, I guess at the end, maybe I will thank you. There's a lot of thank yous going back and forth. Here's the point. Fuck you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.